This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
As it's the election at the weekend, we thought we'd do a one last roundup of a few local politicians we haven't heard from up to now. And my first guest today is Peter Chandler. Now, he's standing for Labour in Box Hill. He's a lifetime resident of the area. He has three sons, ranging in age from primary school to university student, and he's frequently involved in schools and sporting groups. He also has spent time coaching junior basketball. Now, we all know that both sport and schools are areas where gay pupils often find it most difficult and where they run into problems with bullying and things. So, good morning, Peter. Do you have any experience of those sort of things happening in the schools you've been involved in?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. The school I'm involved in is Kerrimere Primary School. I've had two of my children go through there, and I was on school council there. And what we have is a restorative justice program in place there. And it's like an intervention, and they get all the children together that's involved and make the other children understand how the feelings of the person they've hurt. And it seems to work quite well. A lot of the parents aren't too happy with them. Some parents like to hang, drawn and quarter the bullies, but this type of intervention works. You know, that's obviously first stage. If the bullying continues, well, you've got to up the ante a little bit with punishments. But it tends to work once the bullier understands what he's doing to the bullyee. It tends to have a good effect.
Yeah, I did some work with the Alara and Madeline Foundation a couple of years back. They have a very good program of palling people up, the older kids with the younger kids.
Yes, we do that as well. The year six children with the preppies. We call it the Big Buddy program.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got that well under control.
Thank you.
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
Hopefully. Now, you're up against, it's technically a marginal seat where you are, isn't it?
It is. It's a 5.3 swing we require.
And you're up against Robert Clark.
Yes, the Shadow Attorney General.
Now, he doesn't like us very much.
He doesn't like you very much at all. I've known Robert for a number of years, and I've thought he's a likeable sort of chap. He's not too bad. Until I came across some of these comments he's made in Parliament, and he's going to be, if the Liberal the Coalition win, he's going to be our Attorney General.
Yes, that's very disturbing.
Yes, and so I'm not sure if you're aware of some of the quotes he's made in Parliament.
I have heard some of them. Which ones are you referring to?
It's homosexuality is sort of like a disease.
Where he said it was something like spina bifida or whatever, and we just had to learn to live with it.
That's the one.
Something along those lines.
That's right. And he's also says, statistically speaking, homosexuals are more likely to be involved in sexual abuse and pedophilia.
I think he's been reading too many emails from the Christian lobby.
I think he has been, absolutely. And I just think it's scary that if the Coalition win on the weekend, he'll be our Attorney General, and with those sort of views on gay and lesbian people...
Not very comforting, is it?
No, and with... The most important thing is to get your rights and looked after within homosexual relationships.
Well, what would a Brumby government do?
Well, we need to make sure that all your rights and responsibilities are looked after, the same as heterosexual couples. You know, with willing, with probates, superannuation, all those types of things that we take for granted in a heterosexual relationship, to make sure that you guys have got the same sort of rights and responsibilities.
Yeah, there's one sort of thing that sticks in people's craw a little bit, and that has been the religious exemptions to the anti-discrimination laws. You know, a lot of people in our community still feel that hasn't been properly addressed. Mm-hmm. There's still too many loopholes there.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, with progression, with certain social issues, I believe we need to take steps at a time. Let's make those first steps. Once we get those first steps, the people who are against all these types of things will see that the sky is not going to fall in. then once that happens, then we can take next steps. And I think we're starting to take those first few steps. Once those happen, I think a lot of those discrimination will just fall away.
So you think it's not a good idea to tackle these things head on?
I think we just take it stage at a time, step at a time. That's the way I always look at things.
Yeah, you think you might create too much of a backlash if you went in harder on these issues?
Possibly. With some of the more conservative lobbies, you would. But once the general community see that, you know, you change certain laws and well, hey, look, the sky hasn't fallen in. Mm. Let's take that next step. The sky's not going to fall in again? Okay, let's take the next. And you bring people along with you. Instead of imposing all these things, you want to bring people along and you get a much better outcome.
Gets very frustrating from my end of things.
Though. Absolutely. I would understand that. Understand that at all. I'm the same with climate change. You need to take that first step, and unfortunately in this country we aren't able to take that first step even to get some things in.
Well, John Brumby has said that he's taking some steps in that direction. I suppose we're a bit limited at state level.
Absolutely. Oh, in a state level, we're one of the most progressive states with climate change legislation. We're going to have 20%. We've got 20% targets of renewable energy by 2020. We've got massive solar farms being built up in Mildura and other areas. I'm not sure if you've seen that. We have 5% energy shortly, or in a few years' time, with solar energy.
Mm. Talking about solar energy and other green issues, how are the Greens travelling in your electorate? I haven't heard much about them up your way.
Tim Baxter's the Green candidate. I've met him a few times. He's a nice enough sort of chap. He's a at university studying law, and.
Because in a lot of instances, you know, Labour's running reasonably well, but the Greens are kind of nipping at your heels, and that could let the Liberals through by default in some respects.
Yes, well, hopefully if people vote Green, that they'll think about where their second preference goes, and hopefully they may come back to us, and that'll be quite a good thing.
Yeah, because there's been a lot of fuss about all these things about preference deals and things like that, but people don't have to follow how to vote cards if they want
they
to, do they?
No, they don't. But, you just got to think about who's your most preferred member of government, or who's your most preferred government. If you're voting for a minority party, who you most prefer to govern, and that's generally between the two majors.
Yes, and I guess it's also fair to point out that if your local member is going to be a senior member of the government, they're going to have that little bit less time to spend on local issues.
Exactly.
Which I guess should give you a bit of a leg up.
Thank you very much. That'll be good. I would like that very much.
Well, the best of luck, Peter.
Thank you very much.
And we'll keep an eye on how things go at the weekend.
Great to talk to you.
And you too. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Peter Chander there. He's the Labour candidate up in Box Hill. Up against Robert Clark, who, as you heard, doesn't really like gays and lesbians very much. And he'd be the Attorney General if the Liberals got in. So make your own mind up about that one, but you need to know.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.